The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
A beautiful Sunday afternoon at the MCG, half the ground bathed in the late autumn sun. The Tigers and the Hawks to bounce at 3:20, but we're talking all things Cats. A 44-point win last night at GMHBA Stadium to see the Geelong Football Club improve to 8-1. Lucky enough to be joined by Zach Tui, star defender, back into the side after missing the first month of the season with a knee issue. It's good to have him back. But the first question, and you know, Zach, that I like my irreverence here. It's Tom King with Darren Berry, Darren Buick, Heath Buck and Drew Jones. It's a question you'll get asked in 30 years' time. Where were you when Tom Stewart put Tom Liberatore on a footy card?
I was right next to him and gave him a good clap. And needless to say, he was pretty happy with his own work too, but it was pretty impressive.
It's one of those ones that we'll shake our heads forever and just go, how the hell did he get up that high?
Yeah, it was just one of those that set up perfectly for him. And he's bloody good in the air anyway, but if you tee it up for him like that, he'll do it every week.
Absolutely. Let's talk more serious football matters. Challenge last night, the 44-point margin probably doesn't belie the true result of the game.
Yeah, it's a very frustrating result, truthfully. For large parts of that game, they were the better team. And look, it's nice to win when you're not playing well, but I don't think we'd want to be relying on things like accuracy in front of goal to get us over the line every week. But look, it's a good position, and it's no secret we've got a lot to improve on. But yeah, we'll address kind of the areas of the game that we need to and try and move on.
Zach, it's Darren Berry. Thanks very much for joining Sunday afternoon with your time on K-Rock Footy. I know you're not going to tell us everything the coach said, but for our listeners, and you know they're passionate Geelong followers, the coach seemed a little frustrated last night with the performance, and you just said there's a couple of things we need to improve. Could you give us a couple of things that you do, you know, will be a focus over the coming weeks to build this side even stronger?
Well, I don't have certain numbers in front of me, but I would suspect they had the ball in their forward half for large parts of the game, and we just weren't able to get it out. Now, with the game the way it is at the minute, centre clearances and stuff like that are just so important. And to give away free kicks and to let them get it in their forward half so often is not really good enough. And look, these rules should suit us. The 6-6-6 should really suit Geelong. We think we have a really good contested back line. You know, a lot of guys who can just lock on and shut down their man. Obviously, we've got a really, really talented midfield, but we just can't let teams... And again, I don't know what the numbers were, but maybe it was the second or third quarter. It felt like it was in our back half for 70 or 80% of that quarter. So, look, played well. It was a good win against quality outfit, but you don't want those numbers.
Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with star cat Zach Tui. He's Darren Buick on K-Rock Footy.
Well done last night, Zach. Just on the overall picture of things down at Geelong, obviously you played 26 or 28 players at the moment. Competition for spots in the team seems to be really strong. Boys get managed and people that come in really do well when they replace them. Do you find, like at training, that the intensity is really up now that, you know, that the competition for spots is right on the line?
Yeah, it's a really good position to be in. It does feel more than ever, at least more than ever in the time I've been here, that it is just a case of soldier in, soldier out. There isn't a reliance, or there doesn't seem to be the reliance that we would have had in the past on a handful of players, and that's brilliant. But look, a reasonably fit list, a lot of guys competing for spots. The VFL guys are playing exceptionally well, so probably frustrating for them who are playing really well and not getting in, but from a holistic point of view, it's a pretty strong position to be in.
So there's no one at the club that you're keeping an eye on just in case they want your spot and they're going around sniping blokes at the moment, trying to get in?
There's plenty of that. But a lot of those younger boys are going to push me out of a spot sooner or later, so I'm just trying to make hair.
Zach, on a personal level, obviously it's been stop-start for you this year. Disappointed not to be right for round one, but is it fair to say that, you know, you're probably just still finding your feet after, I think, what now, 4 games back?
Yeah. I think that probably is fair. Obviously, played a VFL game, then had pretty low game time against West Coast, and then North Melbourne game last week. Honestly, felt like tennis. It was up and back, and I couldn't believe it. And then, I must admit, last night, I started to feel like maybe I can play again. So, Yeah, it's got to take me a week or two. I know that. I've been really fortunate with injuries. I've never missed a block of footy like I have this time. So it's to be expected that I might be a touch rusty, but I feel like I'm nearly good to go, nearly back at you know, full going.
Yep. Missing those first four or five games, were you able to learn something that you didn't know about your footy side that, you know, you hadn't seen because you'd been inside it for 138 consecutive games, but five games out of it, you were able to go, oh, gee, I'd never picked that up, or it was something that you could add to your game?
Yeah, it was funny. I haven't watched a game of footy that I was really invested in for so many years because, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be playing. And the game can look an awful lot easier from the stand. I picked that up very early. And then from a coaching point of view, it's to get that eagle eye view, the mistakes that tend to be made are so much more obvious when you can see it from there and you can't see it when you're on the ground. So the ability to maybe find cues from the stands that you can't see on the ground and then try and look for those cues when you are actually out there is maybe something I've taken away from it. But like I said, right at the minute, I'm too cooked for most of the game to be really thinking clearly.
That's why we're experts, Zach, up here watching the game. We've got the bird's eye view. It's easy up here in the comfort of the commentary box. Mate, I'm interested, Zach, in the synergy of your back half, because a lot of talk this year has been on the changing forward line, which has been great. You know, Graham Myers and Atkins and Ablett Ford, and last night Darcy Fort comes in, he kicks three goals. A lot of focus has been there, but I'm intrigued with the back half because Geelong solid always in defence in their premiership years, and it was a stock standard lineup. It's been a transitioning back line, but it seems to be working pretty well together. The forward line's the Wolfpack. What's the back line?
We're the misfits. You know, we started it.
The misfits. They've
just jumped. They've finally laid a couple of tackles in the forward half, and they're branding themselves. It's quite embarrassing.
Jack, Heath Buckey, mate. As a Carlton supporter, mate, I'd love to have you back at the Blues at some stage. If you ever feel the need, you'd like to come home.
Don't be silly, Heath.
Look, I want to touch on the big issues, though. What would the misfits say about you changing your jumper at halftime?
Yeah, I don't know. This has gotten a bit of airtime lately. I've been doing this since I came to Geelong. Yeah, I don't know. There's a practicality aspect to it. I always change my jumper at halftime, no matter what, even if it's just into another short sleeve. I don't know. It gets pretty chilly down here at night time in Geelong. There's no great science to it. I do have a little bit of OCD when it comes to routine. And I must admit, I did grab a short sleeve jersey last night to go out in the second half. And the OCD rage wouldn't let me go out without the long sleeve. So, there's no great science to it.
Speaking of the OCD, mate, any other little things that you can tell us about?
Oh, I'm not the good kind where I keep things clean. You know, I'd be fine if I was that kind of OCD. I'm the bad kind where I just, like, touch things a certain number of times and all the weird stuff. So it's maybe not as bad as I'm making it sound, but there are certain things in my routine that I don't like to change.
You're one of the great personalities of football, Zach, and during the week you partake in a little bit of podcasting. Just take us into the studio and what you get up to during the week.
Yeah, obviously I've been doing the club one for a year and a half now, and myself and Lockie Henderson just set up a podcast called The Elephant Rope, named after a short story. So, we've recorded a few episodes. We have another one coming out next week. So we've got Mick Fanning locked and loaded, and we've done Juddy already. So it's just a bit of fun, really. It's something I'm really interested in. I quite like radio and podcasting and being able to have a chat. So it's going well so far, but I'm not sure if people will jump off once they realise just how bad we are at it.
No, well, we try and keep people on here, and we keep it lighthearted as well, Zach, with K-Rock Footy, and we try to be concise in our call, but we have a bit of fun. I want to ask you a serious question. We posed to our listeners on the top of the show today, and as a defender, you're under pressure, so you've got to have an answer for me here. I posed to our listeners, who is the player that Geelong could least afford to lose? It doesn't have to be the best player, Zach, but someone that you say, hey, wow, we just can't lose him out of our side. It's just crucial.
Yeah, I reckon it's Mark Blitzov, truthfully. I mean, he needs to get an All-Australian sooner or later. If you can't appreciate what he does on a weekly basis, you're not really looking closely enough. because it isn't just the fact that he's kept every key forward quite that he's played on virtually. It's everything else he does around the ground. So, soldier in, soldier out. We've got a couple of good key defenders that could come in, but I would hate to lose Matt Blitzas.
That's beautiful.
Prestige Jayco speaking with Zach Tuohy. Here's Drew Jones.
Zach, well done last night. I was just hoping you might be able to give us an update on Patrick Dangerfield. How was his ankle after the game?
I don't know. I must admit, I haven't even been into the club yet since the game. Fingers crossed, it's fine. He's played with some pretty nasty, you know, injuries before, so I suspect he'll be unless it's really bad, he'll be pretty much good to go. But yeah, I've no idea, truthfully.
Have you heard the comments from Kane Corn, Zach?
Yeah, I have. Well, I mean, I've read them actually on the radio. Yeah, but look, we should probably make a pact that it should be newsworthy when Kane Corn says something relevant, and we should stop giving airtime to all the riffraff he speaks.
Now, that's a good call, Zach. Just wondering, Paddy's now got the sore knee and the sore ankle. Is it time that he takes a break and puts the feet up maybe for a week to get fresh for the second half of the year?
I mean, look, obviously, I'd like for him to get a break personally. He's such an important player for us, but like when is a good time to rest anyone? I guess you don't want to wait till they're just at breaking point. It needs to be just before then. But you know, we're heading up to play a pretty impressive young outfit in Gold Coast with, you know, funky conditions that they're used to, and they'll have a lot of enthusiastic young guys. So it's just a question of timing. But I would like to see him get a break sooner or later, because he puts his body, you know, through war.
Zach, we touched on the fact you missed the first month of the season, but do you see the silver lining that come September you just might still be on top of the ground?
Yeah, I do. And honestly, 10 pre-seasons in, I've never missed or hardly missed a session. I was actually pretty optimistic about the fact that my pre-season was going to look a bit differently. And now, obviously, I would have liked to have been back for round one, clearly. But the optimist in me thinks that it might take me a few weeks to find my feet right now. But come the end of the season, I should still feel pretty good. So, yeah, I am quite optimistic that I'll be covering the ground pretty well come September if all goes well.
Yep. The only disappointment that you had with that knee injury was that you couldn't swing a golf club. Are you back playing?
Yeah, I'm talking about footy, but truthfully, God, missing golf killed me. I haven't played hardly all pre-season. And I did say I was going to wait till I got back playing footy and playing okay before I started playing golf, so I'm not sure whether or not I've earned it just yet, but I might go for a swing this week.
You just said 10 pre-seasons in, obviously come from the other side of the world. Do you ever sit back and reflect and go, 12 years ago, 11 years, there's no way I'd be here? And is it something that's really surreal to you, or is it just something that's happened and you thought, well, I'm running with this and I'm loving it and I'll do it for as long as I can?
Yeah, well, I will do it for as long as I can. There are times I do sit back and take stock, because there was a big period of my life a few years before I came out that I just wondered if it would happen and if I wouldn't make it, quote-unquote. But, yeah, I do take stock, especially with the Irish guys we have at the club, because I'm looking at them doing what I was doing the best part of a decade ago. And, look, I'm proud of what I've achieved. It's a pretty modest achievement when you look at the grand scheme of things. But, I don't think there's any harm in sitting back and reflecting on what has been a pretty different sort of journey than most AFL players.
If you didn't come here, what do you think you'd be doing back in the homeland at the moment?
Mate, honestly, I'd be drawing the dole. I have no idea what I'd be doing. My prospects weren't great because I put all my eggs in the AFL basket. And fortunately, it's worked out, but I'm not even joking. I don't know what I'll be doing. The idea that once I signed out, I could be coming to Australia, the idea that this wasn't going to be my whole career just never crossed my mind. So it's a good thing it did work out.
Speaking of international reach, Zach, an American website, the Bleacher Report, has tweeted out Tom Stewart's catch, they've called it, last night. Honestly, is it better than Liam Ryan's mark on Friday night? Because only one of them can win Mark of the Week.
Yeah, it's very bad timing for Bliss, isn't it? It's very, like, it's a traditional spectacular mark, isn't it? And then there's just a degree of difficulty between the two. So it's hard to know. I hope he gets it. He bloody deserves it. It's an incredible mark, but Lee Mines was just a funky one on the biggest unit in the league, so it's hard to know who they're going to pick. Whoever misses out is going to be bloody stiff.
Yeah, absolutely they are. Absolutely. Before we let you go, Zach, Darren Berry's
final
on the last one.
Zach, who's the biggest misfit in the misfits?
Oh, Harry's the rarest unit I've ever met. So I'll say Harry.
Good. Harry Taylor.
Zach, we always appreciate your time. We love having you on K-Rock Footy. Great to see you back in the side, finding your feet and playing a key role in what has been a wonderful start to season 2019. We look forward to seeing you on the Gold Coast next Saturday. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. Thanks.
Zach Tuohy joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. The team out on the Bellarine Highway at Moorlap.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.